Well, Maisie is 5 now, coming up to 6 this year. I had a pre-diagnosis of Down syndrome, so I was fully aware that she had Down syndrome before she was born. But she was born prematurely at 36 weeks. She spent 2 weeks in special care baby unit and then come home. And since then, she's been like thriving, to be honest. She's like a typical 5-year-old. She has her moods. She has her happy times. There's no stickler when everyone says Down syndrome children are constantly happy because they're not. She can be like a 5-year-old going along with a 15-year-old some days. At the moment, she's just getting prepared, ready to start P1 this year.
Kids are very resilient. They get on with things.
Yeah.
But not always so easy for parents. How have you and your husband dealt with it?
Okay, to be honest, I mean, we treat her, because obviously I've got other children as well, we treat her no different. If she's good, she gets praised. If she's naughty, she gets told off. We just deal with it like you would any other child, really, So she's just started rainbows as well, so there's no stopping her, really. But I think the more we push her, the more she's going to excel in life, so.
You mentioned you've got other children as well. Where does Maisie fit into the family then?
She's the third child. Yeah, so she's got two older ones, then it's Maisie, and then the younger sister. They help out a lot as well. They support her 100%. They absolutely love her. I mean, we wouldn't wish our life without her, So, in a way, everyone says, "Oh, I'm sorry," and it's don't be sorry. We're blessed, because it took us down a different path in life.
What are the main misconceptions that you face when you're speaking to people, or they ask about Maisie?
It's been pretty quite easy for us. I don't know. People have always straight away accepted her. Before I moved to Scotland, I come from a very small community. And to be like, from day one, Maisie was like a little star, and she kind of is up here now as well. So they weren't really no misconceptions, to be honest. Some people will say, "Oh, it must be half you and this, that, and the other." And it's just like, it's your child, you do it, I mean, you do have hard days, better days than others, but sometimes you can have the negative people, but at the end of the day, that's when you educate them. It's only Down syndrome, you can't catch it, for one. And for others, that's why we do this World Down Syndrome Day. The inclusion zone has come up so much now than what it was 12 years ago, when they were still kind of, no, they couldn't do this and they couldn't do that and they weren't allowed into mainstream. Whereas they are now, they've got every chance to go on and live a normal life. We've got the kind of in our heads, when we get Maisie through to college, we're hoping she will be independent enough to have her own flat, like many of my friends' kids have just gone into this year. And that's all because of the raising awareness and the inclusions as well.
Being part of the military community is slightly different in that, as you say, you've already moved around. How have the army and the wider military been as far as support's concerned?
Obviously, the welfare officers, every time or anything I need help with or anything like that, they said, just give us a call. I mean, I'm kind of doing it myself, but they're there if I need them. And that's with, I mean, when the next suggested the Friday Tea Time Club, what the runs every week should do, to raise awareness on that day. So, I mean, that was nice to have the support, because obviously I only moved up here last year, so I'm still, getting to know the basics of the army life. At the moment, it's fantastic. I mean, they're all going to be joining in with this OPSOC day, even the local lollipop lady. She's going to be donning lots of socks, because it's not just about wearing our socks, you can wear lots of socks as well. So she's gave me a vest to cover in odd socks.
World Down Syndrome Day, 21st of March, but you're also holding the kids' Friday Tea Time Club.
Yeah, that'll be held on the 24th
24th.
of March.
Tell us more about what's planned there, and there's more socks involved as well.
Oh, yes, wear your odd socks. It's Nett's idea, because she does like to do this kind of stuff. She said, well, we'll get some more odd socks and we can make puppet socks and stuff like that. The Down syndrome emblem is a blue and yellow butterfly, so we thought we can do some blue and yellow butterflies. But we'll all be donning our odd socks. Well, I hope they will.
Sandy, just to wrap things up, since it's World Down Syndrome Day and Awareness Day, if we were to give you 20 seconds to say, get the most important part of the message across here on BFBS, what is, as far as you're concerned, the most important message to come out of the Awareness Day?
If I could just quickly say, we do it on the 21st of the 3rd, because it's chromosome 21 what causes the Down syndrome, and it's the extra chromosome what goes on to the chromosome 21st. So there's three chromosomes within that bracket, and they actually look like odd socks, so hence why we wear the odd socks. But the awareness is obviously to show that we want our children included within the world. we want no just you know we want to stop discrimination against our children not being able to go out and get a job or go into mainstream school, and we want them to be accepted. There is help out there. There is inclusions for children with Down syndrome. They haven't got to be aborted. You know, there is a chance.
More power to you, Sandy. Thank you very much for your time today, and pass on our very best to Missy as well.
That was Maisie's love you bye at the end.
And we can speak to Annette now, Annette Loudon, who's involved in this. Sandy's a good friend. How important is it that the Three Scots community gets involved and supports days like this, would you say, Annette?
It's really important, as Sandy has already said, about just make sure that, you know, everyone's included. There shouldn't be any discrimination at all. And I think particularly as well, when people first move on to an army patch and they don't know anyone, and particularly if they do have a child who has a disability, it can be really difficult for them, you know, to have the confidence to go out and actually meet other people. So like for things like this, when Sandy had shared on her Three Scots Wives Facebook page, you know, about World Down Syndrome Day, I run a wee Friday tea time club, and straight away just thought, you know, I'm always looking for ideas and, you know, things to do, the kind of crafts that we do on a Friday, and straight away thought, that's a perfect idea, we can do that Friday. You know, the kids can come in on socks, we can have a competition to see who can put on, you know, how many pairs of socks in a minute. We can make sock puppets, etc. So it's always, you know, for me it was, oh great, there's an idea to have for something to do. But just to raise it, and so that people do feel included, people feel as if they can come along to things, and just, you know, so that to show support for families out there.
Now, what time does the Friday Tea Time Club meet at?
We meet every Friday in the Wimberley Way Community Centre, 4 to 6. So it's really, it's an action craft club. It's 50p per child.
Annette, thanks very much for your time today.